This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
A member of the Russian punk rock band Pussy Riot says she has no regrets about the band's anti-government performance that got her and her bandmates thrown in prison for 2 years. The case has captured the attention of the nation and has been very bad for the reputation of the Russian courts. But as Peter Van Dyke reports from Moscow, that is an issue Russian businesses have known about for a long time.
Photographers shoot pictures frantically every time Mikhail Khodorkovsky goes to court. The former head of oil company Yukos is Russia's most famous jailed businessman, but he's not the only one.
13,600 people are in jail on economical charges.
Boris Titov is Russia's first ombudsman for businesses. President Vladimir Putin appointed him in June and gave him wide powers to defend businesses.
Every sixth businessman experienced the pressure of the Russian legal system against him.
Businessman Igor Kroshkin speaking to me from prison. He says he's inside on made-up charges. Kroshkin tells his story using a cell phone he had to buy from a guard. They arrested me, he says. They took the factory, moved the shares offshore to Cyprus. Kroshkin was jailed for 6 years for attempting to steal $5 million. He says the prosecutor was bribed $500,000 to pursue his case. Kroshkin was no oligarch, but he was doing well. A successful business attracts attention. Rivals or greedy bureaucrats can use corrupt police and judges to seize control of the business. Vladimir Putin says businessmen and women are as much to blame as officials, though that's not the view of Yana Yakovleva, the head of the NGO Business Solidarity. She thinks business people in Russia are too vulnerable to the whims of officials, and she doesn't see that changing anytime soon.
I don't think anything will change because I see no signs that the president is getting ready to change this system.
As with almost everything in Russia, it all comes down to Putin. Unless the real pessimists are right. They say the situation has gotten so bad, even Putin can't fix it. In Moscow, I'm Peter Van Dyke for Marketplace.